It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Give this jerk, I mean this guy, a name.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, I'm fixing it. I shouldn't be fixing it.
Shouldn't be fixing the answers already. Give this
nice man who might be a jerk a name.
Let's call him Frank.
All right, Frank. Listen up, Frankie.
Frankie
my
boy.
My grandpa was a Frank. Frankie.
Was he?
Grandma used to go, Frankie.
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 Well, do you want Frank, Frankie, or Franklin?
I don't. Oh, Franklin.
Franklin. Look, all right, Franklin. 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 Full name.
So now we're getting serious with Franklin now.
Oh, Franklin, what'd you do?
Here's what he said. Am I the jerk for refusing to clean up my wife's puke?
Oh, well, Frank. No, actually, I got to listen.
Hold on.
Yep.
He says, Allie and DZ, help me. My wife barely drinks. It only happens a couple times a year. But when she does, she's very hungover the next day.
She go hard.
Mm-hmm.
Got
we
it.
Went to a Halloween party last weekend. She had a great time, had many beverages. The next morning, I was woken up to her asking for help around 8 a.m. She had felt the urge to throw up, but didn't make it to the toilet in time.
Oh, no.
So it went everywhere in the bathroom.
No.
And my one thing is puke. I don't do it. I don't mess with it. And it immediately makes me want to get sick as well.
You start to, yup.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. She knows this too.
Okay.
So she asked me to clean it. I said, absolutely not. So she shut the door and is currently trying to sleep off the hangover on the couch. I went to Walgreens for Gatorade, but I draw the line at cleaning up her puke. Am I the jerk for refusing to clean up after my wife when she got sick?
Ooh-wee. Hey, this one's layered
Franklin.
Up. This one's layered up, Franklin, and it's tougher than you might think.
Mm.
It's okay. It's like saying like blood's your thing. He's saying puke's his thing.
Because I won't. Yeah, blood is. I won't touch your blood. Don't come near me.
Nowhere
you're bleeding.
Near,
I'll call somebody for you.
Please.
Same. Like actually, that's a good. Because I don't want to clean up anything. If you want me to be honest.
To be completely Franklin.
In fact, if you said blood or puke, I'd probably actually pick blood. If you want to be honest.
That I actually
they
don't
both
know.
Make me want to. So anyway, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to make people sick in their cars.
And I'm in these toddler stages where I'm cleaning all the above and some that are unmentioned.
But it's your kid.
Picasso.
It's different when it's your kid.
Is it though?
Yes.
It's your partner. It's your person. It's your loved one.
Mm.
It's the one that helped you make them kids.
Mm.
So it really shouldn't be no different, in my opinion.
Mm. If you even have them.
True.
We don't even know if they have them, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. But you see that person as you see yourself. And if you're not taking care of them, you're not taking care of yourself because you're not taking care of that relationship.
What do you do, though, if it's your one thing that makes you sick? How do you take care of them if it makes you sick, though? This is where everybody gets screwed.
That being said. So say Buddy does try to clean it, right?
Yeah.
The only consoling factor is that he's guaranteed to yak next.
Right. And then it's a mess everywhere.
And then it's a mess everywhere. So it's his mess to clean up because then it's his yak on top of that.
You're
so
saying he should just go and then clean them all?
I'm so grossed out. Go in the bathroom, wherever, yak, and then clean it up.
You know what? If you guys don't lose 5 pounds today, I don't know what's wrong with you. This is gross.
Ain't nobody hungry right now. I'll tell you that.
All the Halloween candy, goodbye. No thanks. Gross.
I mean, she had a little too much fun at the Halloween party.
Yeah.
And he said, bruh, I will get you Gatorade, baby. I will tuck you into bed if you need me to, but I am not. And she should know that.
Mm.
She should know that. So why is she asking him to clean it up? And I'm not defending
because
the fellas.
Because he's her husband and she needs him to help her in this moment. This twice a year it happens. That's as much as she needs it. Just, it's her husband. If you marry this guy, it's like, you know, when you leave your parents and you're like, okay, take care of myself and maybe I'll meet someone who will help me take care of me too. And then they're like, got this.
Good luck.
deuces. And you're like, well, I thought I picked you as a partner to help me in life.
I see it. I hear it. I'm following. But I'm going, if that's your thing, that's your one, I can't go, ain't no way, you better back up off me. That might have to be respectable, as disrespected as that might make the wife feel.
John in Germantown said, not the jerk. I'm getting queasy listening to this. Same, dude.
Same.
But that's your baby. Mm-hmm. I've taken care of my wife. You know, she's had one too many beverages hanging out at an evening out. And, you know, I had to bring her home. And there might have been a curtain rod getting yanked off the shower involved and some sicklinesses. But listen, you take care of yours.
Rod, I can picture it now in the bathroom, the curtain rod.
The room was spinning, baby. But this is old us. Pre-kids us.
You're like, only 31. You're allowed to drink. Chill out.
But this is, again, think about it, a decade ago, right? Yeah, right? This was a very long time ago. Because my wife, she's really not a drinker. So this is the perfect scenario.
This is a scenario where she would have been the one.
She would have been the one.
You took care of her in that moment when it happened.
You clean it up. I would have cleaned it up. I'm not bothered by a lot of these things.
Well,
though. The things that gross me out are few and far in between. And I grew up with a mother that cleans up messes for people for a living. For real, for real.
A lot of people texting in saying, not the jerk. Puke makes me puke. A lot of that. And then Bella in Kenosha said, big old huge jerk. You win the crappy husband award today.
I could understand why you'd feel some type of way about you not holding your partner down and your partner not holding you down. Mm-hmm. I'd hold my partner down, but I can't disrespect you to say and stand 10 toes and go, nah, that ain't it.
Tracy in Key Wascom said, not the jerk. Kyla in Sheboygan says, I'm already gagging. Same.
So y'all ain't helping y'all people out. Wow.
No, we're just trying not to get sick.
Hey, I'm here for you, whatever you need, unless you're puking. Yeah, that's what y'all sound like right now.
And then somebody said, if she can't do the time, she shouldn't do the crime.
You know what?
You're funny on the text. 414-533-1037. That's the text and call line. But yes, DZ, what were you going to say?
No, we good.
You're like, no, I'm done. Yes. Never mind. So is Franklin the jerk for refusing to clean up after his wife got sick after she drank too much at a Halloween party? She drinks like twice a year. Wow, the texts are going crazy. We'll talk to you guys next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, is Franklin the jerk for refusing to take care of a sick wife? Yeah, you heard us.
Yo, when you say it like that.
It sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it?
That's crazy brazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey in West Allis texted in and said, yes, absolutely the jerk. Put your man pants and go work and clean up your wife.
Well, I mean, okay, when Corey, you take care of your loved ones, like you want to take care of yourself and want to be taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to start with Katie in Cambridge. I'm actually starting with her today. I'm flipping it for real quick. Let's start with Katie. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Hey. Better than Franklin right now because we ain't on the block.
And I don't want to clean it up if it's not my kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm one to talk here. But is he the jerk for not taking care of his sick wife? She drank too much at the Halloween party.
I'm going to say absolutely not the jerk.
Ooh.
I mean, I wouldn't do it for my husband if he was drinking. I mean, if you can't handle your liquor, that's your own problem.
Amen. And
so, she knew better.
You know what? Yes. And when you get divorced, you call me. We'll go out.
But it only happens twice
a
year.
If she was sick and had the flu, that's maybe understandable.
Why does that change it for you? Hold on.
I mean,
she couldn't control that, and she could control the drinking, is what they're saying.
Basically. Right.
However, she goes out twice a year. She's responsible all the other times. Let her live her life.
This is the one time on this quarter that she might have a little too much.
You know what? It's two of us on one right now. You know what? Let her live.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for my husband, so I'm sorry.
Katie's standing on it and 10 toes against us. She said, no, still saying not the
and
jerk.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to clean it up either.
Sorry. I respect it, Katie.
I shouldn't be going off on you. It's gross. All right. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. We've talked to her before. She can handle it.
For sure. Let's go to Kyla in Sheboygan. Hi, Kyla.
Morning.
Good morning.
Which way you going? Is he the jerk for not taking care of a sick wife?
Yeah, Franklin is totally the jerk.
Ooh,
Literally, nobody wants to clean up your own puke, somebody else's puke, your kid's puke, your pet's puke.
Any puke.
Side note, I can't wait to ask my boyfriend this later because he can't even handle our animals. So this is going to be funny.
Oh, he won't even clean up after the pets? Oh gosh.
He's...
Throw him in the trash.
It would be a worse situation.
Then there's triple the amount. Yeah, nah.
Well, but now we won't put him on blast. But no, he's totally the jerk. Not to say if it were me, I would be totally gagging while doing it.
Yes, same.
Giving you crap for it because it was something that was self-induced. Like in fun, totally the jerk. Help her out.
I always tell my friends in the medical field, I don't know how you do it.
True.
Like, I don't know how you go and look at blood, all these things. Like, how?
Daily.
It takes a special type of person to work in the medical field.
To deal with bodily excrement. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Period.
100%.
Period. Exclamation point.
Shout out to all you guys, because it ain't us.
Huge shout out. Not us. Not me.
Hey, but either way, Kyla is saying jerk, though. You gotta help.
He's a jerk.
Yikes.
Kyla,
text us in and tell us what your boyfriend says later when you
quiz
him.
Or leave us the voice notes.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
I'll keep you updated.
Okay,
good. Have a good day.
Erica in Hartford texted in and said jerk, so he'd rather just leave it sitting there and fester in their bathroom all day while she recovers instead of just sucking it up and helping her. Like, plug your nose and put some gloves on, man.
You know what? Actually, though, that's a valid point. I was operating mentally under the construct that they got two different bathrooms. If they're like us and only got one bathroom, forget it, bro. You got to clean that, no question.
Mm-hmm.
No doubts.
Well, you know who our tiebreaker is today?
Bruh.
Get ready, everybody. It's Mila. And if she calls you a booty head.
It's the laugh for me. I never know.
And it's the laugh on Halloween at that. Mila's like, I'm coming for ya.
Oh, you know it.
Tiebreaker on Halloween. It might as well be a full moon. Mila, what you think?
Man, he's the biggest jerk and the biggest booty head I think I ever heard of.
I knew it.
He's a booty head.
He's a booty head. Don't marry a guy that won't take care of your booty head.
He a booty head, hands down. First and foremost, that's nasty. Why would you leave it there? But you took vows that say, for better or worse, than sickness and health.
Ooh, that was
you screwed the pooch on both of those.
Not the pooch.
Yes, you screwed the pooch on both of those.
Okay, I receive, though. I respect.
You know what's funny, though? I just had a memory just got triggered for me, you guys. You know how, DZ, you said you would clean up after your wife even though you wouldn't like it, right?
Yeah, and she's cleaned up after me, too, when I've had one too many.
I just remembered in college taking care of my boyfriend when he got sick. Now, and this is a person who doesn't, but I can't believe I didn't remember this story at the beginning of this. And I remember cleaning it up and being so grossed out, but doing it. And it even got on my shoes because I was like standing there with him. And I remember him being like, I love you so much because I was cleaning up his puke.
Thank you.
Now, later we found out he was gay and he's now married to a man. That's Russell. Remember that story?
Oh, okay.
But
think about
how much I must have loved him in that moment. And I forgot about that moment. It's like, wow, if you really do love someone, you will take care of them is what I'm getting at.
Even if you block out the trauma of having to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm just going to say this.
It happens. If you love someone, you do it. You love someone, you do it. It's gross
Mila
and disgusting.
Said she would catch it. No.
I would catch it.
Oh, yeah, I would do that. No.
I would definitely catch it.
Too far.
I mean, Well, I'd rather catch it than get all on the floor. I'm going to have to help you clean it up anyway.
That's true.
Fair. Okay, points.
You know?
Nah, points for that, Mila.
So what I need this husband to do is next time, because he knows that's going to happen, I need you to be prepared. Put an extra bucket in the bathroom, couple of towels, get ready, because he already knew what was going to happen.
He knew the business.
Yeah.
So that's what made him the jerk and the booty head.
Dang, Mila.
And you know what, Mila?
Yeah.
You're right.
Somebody texted in something great. They said, don't have kids with this guy if he can't help you.
I know, right?
Low key,
He's
though.
He's going to smell the diaper and gag. Oh no. Put him away.
All right. We're at this man's neck, but y'all are right, though.
I mean, Franklin is... Uh-huh. Done as far as our listeners are concerned.
Big old booty head. Franklin, you the booty head.
Big old booty head.
Whoever texted in, what's love got to do with it? Get out of here. I hate you guys so much right now.
Love got a whole lot to do with it.
The love is why I cleaned up the puke. Did you miss the moral of the
story?
Ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
Mila, we appreciate you.
God. All right, Mila.
We love you and happy Halloween, you guys.
Happy Halloween.
You too. Bye.
People texted in, Mila. They love hearing her.
We love hearing her.
Oh. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Overall, he's the jerk.
Yeah.
He's a jerk for not cleaning up his wife's puke.
Period. Jerk and a booty head. Hands down, booty head up.
Period.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.